And here we are, a Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 15th, 2019, 13 minutes back past the hour, and we're here for another hour. Jeff Ruth and I having a great time on this Friday morning. Don't forget the Charlie Evers Show will be up next hour, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Charlie and I will get together from 12:10 to 1 p.m. today and do the Exchange Club, where we talk about a little bit of everything. Now, don't forget, coming up on Monday, Ed Asner, legendary actor from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Lou Grant, will be with us. He turned 90 years old today. And Monday, he'll be with us live, 9:10 until 10 a.m., and a lot of kids know him best as Santa Claus from the movie Elf, and he also is the voice of Carl in the movie Up, which a lot of people have seen and enjoy these days. Thursday next week, we'll have Ashley Williams on, who's the star of the new Hallmark Hall of Fame holiday movie, Holiday Hearts. How many H's were in that one?
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, you said the woman that was in the shows got indicted.
Oh, in hour number one, I said that, yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Fill me in, because I don't know who the woman was.
Lori Loughlin.
Oh, okay.
Yes, who used to star in all these films.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
She's in trouble.
Okay.
She can't be filming Holiday Hearts at this particular point.
Okay,
so
I wasn't sure who the woman was.
So now we've got Ashley Williams.
Okay.
Who is a great actress. You know, I'm going to tell her this when I have her on Thursday. I had a little bit, because when she was on this show, Good Morning Miami, which is the first show I saw her on, she's been on a lot of shows, but, you know, I had a little bit of a crush on Ashley Williams. She's a very, you know, nice-looking person.
I'll have to...
Very angelic.
Okay, I'll have to check her out then.
And I'm sure you will. and she'll be on live with us next Thursday, 9:10 to 10 a.m.
Are you going to tell her that you had a little thing for her?
I think I am.
Okay.
Oh, sure, why not?
All right.
Get it out on the table. That's what you got to do. And Holiday Hearts premieres on the Hallmark Channel as part of their big holiday movie extravaganza. Next Thursday night, so she'll be on that morning and tell you all about Holiday Hearts, and then we'll talk about her that Thursday night. But she's number two, you know, because you know you have these, you know, we're men. Unfortunately, we do. I don't want to say rank women, but you know, you say, well, that one's better than that one, don't you?
Yeah,
you do. We got to be honest, and so she's number two. And number one, I think number one knows who she is, so there you go. We don't have to get into all that. But how about that? Asner?
That sounds interesting to get into who's number one.
But we don't want to get into who do you think, in your era, was Moms Mabley was number one with you?
Maureen McCormick.
Oh, Marsha Brady.
I had such a crush. She and Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
Susan Day. Did you watch a lot of L.A. Law?
No, I didn't watch too much L.A. Law.
She was on L.A. Law.
I know she was.
Yeah. So you liked when she was young.
Yeah.
Maureen McCormick and Susan Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Did you ever get to talk to either one of them?
No.
Now, when you were doing your morning show, did you ever have an Ed Asner, Ashley Williams week?
No.
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 No. No. No.
Never really talked to any stars.
Yes, you did. You talked to Bob Newhart.
When people would come to the Palace Theater.
Yeah. No, but listen, when Ed Asner came to town, you were there.
I was. I was there for the dinner the night before.
Yes. Wasn't that fun?
That was fun.
Is Ed Asner not a fun man?
Oh, no. I really enjoyed talking to Ed Asner.
Yeah. Aren't we glad he's still with us at 90?
Yeah.
And he's going to be... You'll get up and listen Monday morning, right?
At what time?
9 to 10.
Yeah, I might turn the radio on at 9, but still stay in bed.
And then you got to listen to Ashley Williams on Thursday to get
one of my favorite. And everybody loved the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but one of my favorite episodes was when Ed Asner, or Mary, asked Ed Asner out on a date.
Oh, I remember that.
And they come over, and it's actually at Mary's apartment, and Mary fixes dinner, and then after dinner, they kind of kiss, and as they're kissing, they both start to laugh, and it's like, and they realize then that, you know, if they were going to continue to have a working relationship, it couldn't go any further or whatever.
Well, she couldn't call him Lou. She always called him Mr. Grant.
Mr. Grant.
Mr.
Yeah.
Grant. You can't date somebody who you call Mr. Grant.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
You know, today that would be a Me Too. He'd be fired. He'd be brought up on charges. No. He'd be out of the office. He'd be gone. Can't be kissing coworkers like that. But it's fun to interview somebody like Ashley Williams, who I've never interviewed. That's a new one. And, you know, this knock of interviewing old people. She's not old. She's very young. And she's certainly current. Big debut of this Hallmark movie junk. I probably shouldn't call it junk.
No. That's not a good...
This Hallmark movie classic that'll be on next Thursday night. I'm sure it'll be number one in your heart. She'll be on, and it's live. See, I love live, because this is what I love about the radio medium. Maybe more, it's live. I don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what I'm going to do. We don't know what the callers are going to do. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is the best thing about it.
You had a situation a week or so ago with Dr. Demento, I understand.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? Listen, the man did not tell me he was going to say that word. And people thought he said a bad word, but what he really said was kitties.
Okay.
He said kitties.
All right. But he said it more than once, correct?
He said it three times.
Did he? Okay.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes. Ed Asner. I wonder if Ed Asner will talk about kitties on Monday. You know, Ashley Williams, you know. I had to self-edit there.
I'll have to Google Ashley Williams.
I had to self-edit what I was going to say.
Okay.
But Ashley Williams, you know, I'm sure she has some nice kitties. So there you go.
Okay.
Wonder if they're getting this over on the national show this morning. Have we ever learned who took over for you? I've asked you every time. What's the man's name? He's on right now. He's our competition.
I don't know.
Who's on over at MRN right now? What's that guy's name? Where does he come out of? Is he out of New York? Or
Well Glenn Beck's on 9 to noon.
Oh, God.
But I don't know who was on before him.
This is probably the FCC calling to shut us down. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, this is for Jeff.
Jeff's here.
He's listening.
He's listening.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm right here.
All right. You know who this is?
I sure do.
All right. Listen up. The boys keep asking about you every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, I hear you on the radio with Scott. Remember way back when Tyler had his surgery?
Sure do.
I never forgot about it. And my lawyer, what you and Jerry did, you're always doing something for somebody. They still remember it. And so I keep telling them when I hear you with Scott, that I tell them. And they wanted to know one question. I have never heard anything. Are they going to have a dinner this year?
At the Marion Recreation Center?
Yeah.
Yes. I was at the library just in the last day or two, and as you go into the library, they have that kind of the poster board, and they did have a poster up. It might be like 11 to 3 or 11 to 2, but yes, they are having it that Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they wanted to know because we usually meet you up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get the paper every day. Right. And so I just you're in the
Yep.
It's going to be the day before.
It'll be that Wednesday before Thanksgiving at the former rec center there by the police department. And I think it's normally like 11 to 3 or 11 to 2, yeah. Something like that.
That's what it normally is.
Okay.
And then I heard that the police took over part of the building. Going to
Yep. No, I did see a poster saying that they were going to have it this year.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right,
tell the boys hi.
All right, will do.
All right, phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. I forgot to mention letters to Santa, because this is coming out. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579, and you will get a letter back from Santa Claus. So get them out early. Now, our big Christmas card swap here at WWGH Radio. If you send us a Christmas card, we will send you one. And we have a new address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street. The important thing to remember here is Suite 208. Suite 208. 165 West Center Street. And of course, you know the rest. Marion, Ohio. Neighborhood Supper going on. Free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. Enter in the rear entrance, and the next big meal is December the 10th. Were you there for the meal this week?
I was not. I was in. I went to another radio station in Bucyrus.
Yes.
They do a kind of a, was it Ralphie's and Galleon, actually, but they do a football preview, and they have a lot of the area media in, and then they do one prior to the basketball season. So I was there for a free meal.
I'm shocked that would happen. We haven't checked sports this hour, and it's the big story.
Okay.
Give it to them.
All right. NFL football last night. The Browns beat the Steelers 21-7. That's almost kind of secondary. The end of the game, I think it was about 8 seconds to go. A kerfluffle is, I think you use the term
kerfluffle.
Myles Garrett from the Browns ripped off the helmet of the Steelers quarterback. And not only did he rip the helmet off, but he hit him on the head with it.
Beat him with it.
He did. He kind of beat him with it. And, of course, he was suspended. Several other players was kicked out of the game, ejected. Several others were also ejected. Earlier in the game, they had a Browns player that was ejected for a helmet-to-helmet hit. So I think the Browns actually had three players ejected last night. Repercussions will be coming down, I'm sure, from the NFL office. He's looking at a lengthy suspension, hefty fine, and as you said last hour, maybe even could be looking at some jail time.
He is sorry, though. We found out during the break.
Of course
break.
He's going to say
well,
that.
Well, I just want to let people know.
Yeah, I didn't see any comments because it was right about midnight when the game was over last night, and I didn't see any of the post-game comments, but the story you just brought up this morning said he did apologize.
He's very sorry that he maimed the other player.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield, I guess, after the game, basically said it was inexcusable what he did.
Not since 1960, when Frank Gifford was knocked out on the field.
Do you still have that story?
Oh, I don't have it anymore.
Okay.
I can find it, though. But for somebody knocked Frank Gifford out in 1960.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? And it was a heinous event, apparently.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Give us the rest of the sports, and I'll find this.
Okay. A couple of college football games last night. Kent State beat Buffalo, kicked a long field goal, the final play of the game. Pittsburgh in overtime beat North Carolina State last night, 34-27. Buckeyes tomorrow, 52-point favorites at Rutgers, and that is a 3:30 kick tomorrow afternoon. Tonight, it's week 12 of the high school football season. A couple of area teams are in the playoffs tonight. Cary plays up at Willard High School. Over at Marion Harding Stadium tonight, Seneca East plays East Knox. And then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock over at Arlen Field in Mansfield, we'll have the Pleasant Orville game for you on 1490 WMRN.
Chuck Bednarik
mm-hmm.
knocked Frank Gifford cold in 1960, and not since that has happened has there been such a heinous event as there was last night on the football field.
Oh, 60 years ago.
And Frank Gifford is still laying down today because of that.
Well, I have no comment to that.
No, Frank's no longer with us.
I know that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because of that event.
Well, I don't know. It might have had, you know, lasting repercussions over the years.
I don't think so.
I don't know. He was never all that steady on Monday Night Football. I don't know. He might have been hurt. So we got the big game with Pleasant tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, WMRN, 1490. That's the place to be. And so I think we've covered it there now.
Okay.
Poor, the guy will be suspended, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and probably the longest suspension in NFL history, which is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, and I'm sure it'll come out. I don't know if he'll get paid during this suspension or not. I don't know how that works.
Well, I think you have to suspend without pay. Because that's you can't do that.
Yeah.
You got to make it hurt. You got to hit him in the pocketbook on that one. Now, here's something that we have done on this show. I have too many papers over here. I feel like I'm, you know. And now on to sky weather. I don't know, something. Let's see here. Oh, instead of asking the old trivia questions, we've done this thing. People seem to like it. Where I will give them, because we're not a music station, so we don't do a lot of music here. Where I'll give them two lyrics of a song, and then they will have to give me the next two lyrics. Now, you don't have to sing them. All you got to do is tell me what the next two lines of this song are. So I'm going to give you one that I think's apropos this morning. And if you can get it in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you a prize. Zoo tickets, Jags paraphernalia, whatever you would like. We'll make sure you get it. Now, here are the lines to this song. Now, get ready. I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I'll get community service no matter which law I break. Now, what are the next two lines of that song? Now, this is apropos because of the football player clubbing a guy.
No clue.
Yeah, it's a song. Yep, there's two more lines there, I believe. Now, remember, here's the first two lines again. I'll get to cry to Barbara Walters when things don't go my way. And I'll get community service no matter which law I break. Now, what are the next two lines in that particular song? That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if you know the next two lines. Or you know who, if you know who invented. He didn't invent it. Brought the waffle maker to America.
Where was the waffle maker invented? Was that in
Belgium?
Belgium. Oh,
Belgium.
Okay.
I think Belgium. Okay. So, but this is the gentleman who brought the waffle maker to America. He brought the waffle maker, and up until then, we had to buy frozen. So he brought the waffle maker to America, and he's an American icon, an American legend. I watched a show about him last night. Who is this person? Who is this guy? Or which pie is a cake?
Ron Popeil.
You don't think we had waffle makers before Ron Popeil? Whatever happened to him? Is he still alive?
I think he passed away.
Really? Because he was always dehydrating things on television. You know, he's like that dump cake woman. Have you seen that dump cake woman?
Dump cake?
Oh, dump cake. You don't know what a dump cake is, Jeff?
No.
Oh, my God. This stay up like 3 o'clock in the morning sometime. Like the old Ron Popeil paid commercial for a half hour?
No.
This crazy lady comes on. I don't know what her name is, but she's a, you know, she's a bigger woman, and she's an older lady, and she comes on, and it's called a dump cake, and she's made bazillions of dollars on this because she's crazy, and you don't make the cake traditionally like you would make a cake. You just dump all the contents into her little product, and then you just spill it out into a cake pan, and it's called a dump cake.
I've not seen that.
They don't have any dump cakes over at the church that you go to on Thanksgiving Day?
No.
Well, when you go in there coming up in a couple of weeks, you say, where's the dump cake?
Okay.
It's called. Dude, am I nuts? Does anybody know what a dump cake is? Have you seen the dump cake woman?
I have not seen that commercial.
Let me know. 740-383-9944. I know it's not on the keto diet, but dump cake. She's nuts. And she's on like at 3 o'clock in the morning the time.
Nope, haven't seen that.
I never understood the dump cake. You just dump it all in a box, and then you throw it in a pan. Dump cake lady. I don't know her name, though. Are you going to Thanksgiving this year over at the Dayspring?
No. Last year and this year, my sister is having a big Thanksgiving dinner, so we'll be going over to Mansfield to my sister's.
Because Charlie always goes to the Dayspring.
Mm-hmm. Saw him there a couple years ago.
He brings his family over, and it's a big big thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been, even though it's close to where I live. I'm thinking about going this year and seeing what it's all about.
Emmanuel Lutheran, of course, has been doing that for years. And for so many years, I always had to work Thanksgiving morning from 6 to noon. And it was, I wasn't going to go to Mansfield for a late Thanksgiving dinner, whatever, and it made it very convenient you know, to stay in town and go over at 12:30, 1 o'clock and get dinner. And I've done that both at Emmanuel and at Dayspring.
Now, I think Charlie said something about this earlier on in the week when I heard one of his shows. I think he said this year they're making the turkeys in-house, or the ladies are making the turkeys. There's something different this year with the turkeys, I think.
Okay.
Now, Charlie will tell us when he comes in today at 10:15. But there's something to that. There's some kind of different way they're making the turkeys.
You know, and those are both going on Thursday, and then a gentleman called in about Wednesday, which is going to be over at the rec center, and they've been doing that for many, many years.
And I believe the senior center does something that week involving seniors, I think. I don't know, one day that week I think it happens.
I joined the senior center, and I've only been there once, and that was just to kind of get a tour.
Well, they're doing nice stuff out there.
They're doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
I took one of their newsletters over to my mother in Mansfield, and she was very impressed. She says, boy, she said, Mansfield doesn't have anything like this.
Well, and it's that we have activities there. They bring in entertainment. They just had a big thing on Veterans Day. I do believe they do something on Thanksgiving. I think they do things at Christmas time. There's crafts. It's a great operation over there, Steve Badicher.
Yeah, I think the Marionaires are going to be performing for their Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a nice operation. Do you remember a few years ago when there was some talk of defunding or something with the senior center? That went down quick.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't want to fool with that.
No.
You don't want to fool with the senior center.
No.
There are certain things you don't want to touch. You listened to our election coverage. What did you make of the last election locally?
Very low numbers. I forget what the exact
like number. Like 5,000 in the city.
And I thought the numbers were, you know, were kind of low, especially considering it was a mayoral election. And obviously next year it's going to be a lot more. But the one thing, because for years I had always covered, you know, the Board of Elections, and you usually got in that 8:30, 8:45 range, you'd get the first results, and then 9:30 or so, you'd get some more. The fact that they, you know, it was what, after 10 o'clock, I think, when the results finally came in.
Yeah,
and there was some confusion. I think, you know, is this the final? What percentages? I think there was a little bit of confusion.
I think there might have been a little bit.
Yeah.
But boy, we were fervent for 4.5 hours here that night during the whole bit. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. I wonder if one of you could explain to me what is wrong with the football system there that penalizes a football player for borrowing money from a friend.
Oh, this is a big story. He's penalized. He's not playing again this week.
Yep.
But Ohio State player. I've never heard why, except just that he borrowed money from a friend. Why is that bad?
I don't think we'll probably ever get the total story on that. I did see the interview with Gene Smith, I think it was Wednesday, where he made the comment, you know, who turned him in, and it seemed like it was pretty quick because it was the day after the Wisconsin game, and then a few days later, you know, he's being, you know, sat down for the game with Maryland. But Gene Smith said that, you know, it was a mistake and he would have to pay by sitting out a game or two. But I'm like you, the NCAA does so many unusual things or so many things that are kind of head-scratchers that if you or I, you know, borrowed some money to pay for our girlfriend to, you know, go to a Rose Bowl or whatever, and we paid it back, I don't see the harm in it. But there's obviously, I don't want to use the term maybe double standard, but obviously there's things that happened that maybe should have, but I'm not aware of anything that he did wrong. He borrowed some money and he paid it back.
Yeah,
and, unless it was from a sports agent or something like that, but all indications are it wasn't.
Yeah, I heard the Smith interview, too, and I just couldn't understand it at all.
Yeah. But it sounded like Ohio State did, they did their due diligence, and, you know, originally it was going to be a four-game suspension, and they got it, you know, down to two. But, yeah, I think four games seems like an awful lot for that.
Well, two games is too many.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly, you know, it hurt his, you know, whether he was going to win the Heisman or not, it certainly hurt his chances at the Heisman.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I thought probably you guys could explain it to me.
Well, hey, we thank you for calling.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There's a gentleman I know who is a former basketball coach, coached a number of different teams in the area. And he was good friends with Dan Dockich, who is now a commentator for college basketball, but he coached at Bowling Green. He coached at Indiana. His son played at Ohio State. And he was Dan Dockich was at this basketball clinic that the coach was at. And after the clinic, they said, let's go out and get, you know, we'll go out and get some dinner, because they had known each other for years. They could not go in the same car, even though they were going, you know, mile away, 2 miles away. They couldn't go in the same car because if the coach for a college football team was seen in the car with a high school basketball coach, then that's a violation of the NCAA. You know, if the high school coach, you know, one of his players ended up going to Bowling Green, then he could get in all kinds of trouble. And he explained how when they went out for dinner, that they had to get two separate checks, even though Dan said, you know, I'd love to take you out for dinner, get caught up in old times. He said, we can't do it. And there's so many, you know, rules that are in place that you kind of wonder, is that all necessary?
It's very interesting because they are in place and they do enforce them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important thing to remember. Just after 40 minutes past the hour, it's flying by.
It is.
See how quick it flies by when you come in?
I know.
You got to come in more often. We have a lot of ground to cover here in the morning. Now, we tried this the other morning, and this was kind of fun, because we like to know what people out there think about things. And certainly this morning, the big story is the football player clubbing the other football player, the Browns player. Now, the other morning, it was about the weather, when we had the bad string of weather. Now, what happens is we plug in this antique telephone. Do you still have one of these at home, Jeff?
No, I don't.
No. See, we plug this in. And what happens is somebody calls, and this has got a god-awful ring on it, too, by the way. When this thing goes off, it sounds like the fire alarm somewhere. It's just awful. But we pick up the phone, and somebody will give us a phone number. And then we will call that person live on the air, and we'll ask them what they think about the player getting clubbed. It's a man on the street type of thing. It's a natural. Now, this, it worked the other day, so it will probably fail today, but we'll give it a shot. So here's the deal. If you're out there listening right now, because we don't have a phone book, because apparently those things don't exist anymore, so you've got to call and give us one of your friends, neighbors, relatives' phone numbers. Now, if you call, I'll take it off the air, so I can write down the phone number so their number won't go out over the air, and then I will call them, and I will ask them if it's okay to put them on the air, and then once they say yes, we'll put them on the air, and then we will talk to them here on the morning show, and we'll ask them what they think of the football player being clubbed. So if you want this to be your person, or you want us to call somebody, give us a call right now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, we'll take the call off the air. I'll write the phone number down, and then we will call that person in the next 18 minutes and ask them what they think.
Can they call in with their own number if they want to be on the air, or does it have to be a friend or a neighbor?
Well, they can call in if they want to give us their opinion, sure.
Okay.
Sure. So whatever you want to do, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, I wish if we had a phone book, it would make this so much easier, because we could just flip through the phone book and find a phone number.
I always kept a phone book in the car for addresses and so forth, and you can't do that anymore. And certainly with my flip phone, I can't very well go to the internet and see where, you know, what an address is or where somebody lives.
Well, I don't even know how you find phone numbers anymore. I mean, how do you find somebody's phone number? Is there a way to do it on the internet where we can find a phone number?
You know, you'd get lost. You'd pull into a gas station. You'd go in and say, can I look at your phone book? You can't do that anymore.
No. There are no phone booths. You can't steal the phone book out of the phone booth anymore. People used to do that. Remember when you tear the page out because you needed to take the page and you just tear the whole thing out? And I don't know why people would do that, and then you'd be missing the whole M section of the phone book. But whatever. They never replaced those phone books, by the way. Oh, there we go. Isn't that a ring?
That makes you
fire jump. Department. Okay. They're on their way somewhere. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. You can look the phone book up on your phone.
Oh, the phone book's on your phone?
Yeah.
But not if you have a flip phone, you can't.
Well, Jeff, you're going to have to upgrade. Well,
I know.
what did you think of the player getting clubbed last night?
That's a typical Steelers-Browns game.
Is it?
Those guys' boys had bad blood.
In fact, they showed, during the pregame, they showed when Terry Bradshaw was sacked by Turkey Jones.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was 50 years ago. And the announcers were saying, and that's what the Browns-Steelers rivalry is all about.
Yeah, those guys have had bad blood for years.
They have. They really
and
have.
Since the Steelers were losing, they had to try something. I mean, I was rather surprised that they lost.
But wasn't that the problem? Wasn't that the Browns player who clubbed the Steelers player, and the Browns player was winning?
Probably. I mean, I didn't watch the whole game, but...
The Browns, they dominated that game last night.
Oh, yeah, I was... surprised.
I was surprised too. Yeah, this in fact, I even told my son. I said, the way the Steelers are playing, I think the Bengals might even be able to beat the Steelers tonight. But it was a total beatdown for the Browns last night. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone number that you'd like us to call?
No, not right offhand.
Okay.
If Jeff really needs a phone book. I got one.
I think I managed to hang on to the one that I had from it. It's an old phone book, but you're right. They probably, the phone books that we remember, they don't do them anymore.
No, I think every once in a while I end up with one of those Haynes books.
Haynes books, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone? This could work. Do you have a phone book in front of you?
I can get it real quick.
Yeah, get your phone book, and don't go to the business section. Just the regular old Marianne White pages.
The white pages.
Yeah, just the old white pages. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Now, go to the white pages and just flip and then stick your finger on somebody's name or number there.
All right. I'm going to get my glasses on or I can't see.
No. I understand. I have the same problem. All right, yeah, flip those pages.
Let's see here.
Okay, do you got a name?
Rio.
All right.
This is a... Well, you know, I clicked the part with all the businesses.
Yeah, we don't want the businesses. We got to have a regular Marion citizen.
Here's an Earl... This guy's a doctor. You
want to
call a doctor?
No, we don't need a doctor. We just need a regular Marion person, a regular Marion citizen. John Q. Public. Do we have a number?
I'm still trying to find a regular person.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to need more time this morning.
So much for this bit.
Yeah,
here's a wall. Oh, no.
No. Oh, we were so close. We were excited.
Community.
What is it?
This is a church and a community center.
No, we don't want to call the church.
I'm in the white pages, too.
And right in the white, there's no people left, huh?
Apparently not.
They've weeded all the regular people out of the phone book.
Well, I can't believe this.
I know. It's unbelievable. The thing you learn when you pick up a phone book.
When you actually look at one, yeah.
I know, so there's... There's no regular people left in the phone book.
I'm really starting to think not.
Oh, they've all moved out of Marion. They had enough.
You know, the last person out turned the lights off.
I remember that. So no names in the phone book?
Everything's a business.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Keep looking, and if you find a phone number, call us back.
If I find a regular person, call you back.
Call, please do. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
That's a bit you're not going to try again.
No, see, this is live radio for you. I thought this would go so well, and now you see what's happened. So here's what's happening. Jeff Ruth and I, legendary broadcaster here in Marion, we're trying to find a regular person, and it just isn't working. And we've got 12 minutes left, and we just want to ask them about the game last night. That's all we want to do. That's all we want to do.
You'll get somebody that works third shift or something.
You're right. It'll be really ticked.
And got home at...
Oh, here we go. Now we woke him up.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, now I got a 2017 edition, and I'm ready to point.
Okay. Flip that thing. Fluffle that phone book around and get us a number.
Okay, here we go. How about... Well, I got number 12.
There's no people in this book either.
How about Chad Durham?
Chad, now I'll tell you what I want you to do here. Now, can you keep your finger on that page?
Yeah.
Okay. Now don't give the number out live over the air because I'm going to take you off the air in a second to get the phone number. But flip again and get us another person just in case Chad's not home.
Okay.
So we got Chad Durham is going to be number one.
Okay. And then I have Bruce Rowland.
Bruce.
Yeah. Roland.
I don't like that name. That sounds dangerous. Give us Grant another one. who else you got?
How about Sash? Okay, we're going to go to Deb Robinson.
Deborah? No, see,
that sounds like an all-American name.
Yeah, darn right. That sounds like a... Deborah, okay. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you off the air here so I can get these two telephone numbers.
Okay.
Okay, so just stay on the line, and I will be with you momentarily here. And if I disconnect you, for God's sakes, call back. We don't want to lose this. Okay. Here we go. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to... Okay, and then I think she'll call back and give us the phone number because I have no idea how to transfer it. So when she calls back, Jeff, I'm going to pick it up without taking it on the air.
Okay.
So you got to talk for a minute while I get these phone numbers.
Okay.
You can give the sports scores again or whatever you want to do there. And then we will have 10 minutes left to call Chad Durham and Deb Robinson. And they don't know we're calling. This is going to be real.
They might be listening right now.
They might be listening right now. I bet they are. Chad, we're going to be calling in a minute, and Deb Robinson, as soon as we get your phone number. And this is... All right, now I'm going to take this off the air. I'm going to turn my mic down, and Jeff's going to give the sports.
That is a very annoying phone call, by the way. All right, we'll give the sports again. Last night, Browns beat the Steelers 21-7. Game certainly kind of highlighted at the end when Myles Garrett of the Browns took off the helmet of the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and hit him on the head with the helmet. He was ejected, a couple other players ejected, and certainly he's looking at a lengthy suspension and fine. A couple of college football games last night. Kent beat Buffalo on the last play of the game, kicked the field goal. Pittsburgh beat North Carolina State in overtime last night. Buckeyes tomorrow on the road at Rutgers. It's a 3:30 kick. Buckeyes a 52-point favorite. Buckeyes win that, and then they will have, of course, two games left during the regular season. The game week from Saturday noon start against Penn State. And, of course, Penn State, I think, surprised a lot of people last week with Minnesota. Dominated Penn State for much of the game, and Minnesota stays unbeaten. Minnesota plays tomorrow against Iowa, and then, of course, 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Buckeyes up at Michigan. That also is a noon start, and then, of course, Big Ten Championship coming up on Saturday, December 7th over in Indianapolis.
Very interesting.
Okay.
All right.
You got the numbers?
I got the numbers here. I took them off the air. Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to start, because here, the Chad Durham is, it's one of those 419 numbers, and you never know how to dial those. One, or whatever they are. So I'm going to try Deb Robinson because it is a 740 number. So I'm going to dial her. Now, I'm not going to put her directly on the air. We're not going to scare anybody to death here. We're just going to see if we can put her on the air to ask her what's going on. So just stick with us here. Now, see, that's... You don't like this telephone?
The ring needs to be softened a little bit.
The ringer needs to be turned down.
Yeah, a little bit.
Somebody's got this on the pulse dial. Wouldn't you know it? We got to have it on the tone dial. There we go. All right, here we go. We're dialing Deb. If you're out there, the phone's about to ring.
I feel like this is Groucho Marx calling somebody.
This is, you bet your life. That's what we're doing here. All right, Deb. Please be home. Hope she's not a working lady. Well, this is...
Can you hear it ringing?
It did ring. Oh, it's disconnected. Wouldn't you know it? Her number's disconnected. Now we're going to have to go to Chad Durham here. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't you know it? All right, this is 419, but I'm never sure how you dial these things.
So we don't even know if Chad's in Marion, then.
No, we don't know. Okay. Well, he's in the Marion phone book.
Okay.
This one's ringing. Disconnected.
Oh, what are the odds there?
Where? Oh, this such seemed like such a good idea at the time, and I had no idea it would end in such disaster. All right, I dialed a 1 this time. I'm hearing a lot of the operator woman. I wish we could talk to her. All right, Chad Durham. Get ready, Chad. That's 2 rings. All right. Theater of the mind here. It's ringing now. We didn't get the operator. Okay. I think I've properly dialed the number. Chad Durham. All right, Chad. Let's answer.
Chances are he's maybe working.
He's not at home. All right. Let's see here. It's still ringing. That's 4 rings. Well, Chad, do you got an answering machine? 5 rings.
Like Lily Tomlin.
maybe he's on the line with somebody else. He doesn't want to break. Yeah. All right. Oh, here comes the answering machine. Okay. Well, this is Chad. Okay. Okay. We're getting the answering machine now, folks. Okay. Wait for the beep. All right. Oh, okay. Hey, Chad, this is Scott Spears and Jeff Ruth over at WWGH Radio here today. We're live on the air. It's 9:54 in the morning, and you were our cold call of the day. We wanted to know what you thought of the Browns player clubbing the Steelers player last night with the football helmet. Sorry you're not home. I'd give you a callback number, but there's really no point because we'll be off the air by that point. But we thank you for playing along this morning. And, I wish you were home, but I'm sure you're out working. You want to say anything to him, Jeff?
If you were home, we would have given you $500 for participating.
$500? Oh, Jeff was going to give you a whole week's pay there, $500. Thank you, Chad. We appreciate it. Bye-bye. And that's how you play. We can't get anybody on the phone on a Friday morning. Oh, God. Okay, listen, we'll try it one more time. We got time here. Do you like this game, Jeff?
Not particularly.
No, you don't enjoy this? This is real subversive stuff here on the radio.
All right.
Now it's popular.
Okay.
It's popular now. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, on that Browns guy?
Yes.
You know, if you ever played football, your tempers really get caught up out there at times.
Oh, yeah.
They do. You know, and people say things to you across the line and all kind of names. But I'll give you a phone number to call. He's a pretty good sport guy.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take the call off the air so we don't give the phone number. So just stay there. And if I disconnect you, call me back.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay. And I probably will disconnect you because I don't know how to do it. But a good sports guy. This is going to be good, Jeff.
Okay.
I have faith here that something's going to happen this time. 740-383-9944.
You think we can get all this in before 10 o'clock?
I'm trying. Okay. I'm trying. It's 56 past.
Okay.
But all we got to do is ask the guy what he thought of the people being clubbed. I wonder how you turned down the ringer on this thing.
I don't know, but it is very
it's
annoying.
It's very loud. Is that the ringer? I think that is the ringer.
I think you're asking the wrong guy.
Gosh, that is... There we go. I think we got it turned down. All right. Sir, if you're out there, call us back with that phone number of the sports fan. I don't think the line's jammed up at this point. 740-383-9944. And tomorrow, we've got the big game on 1490, the big Pleasant game that's going to be highly exciting, and Pleasant could win.
That's why they play them.
That's why they play. And Ohio State tomorrow, you think, could be in some trouble.
Yeah. How about 66-7?
Oh, so you think they will have the 52
I think
the,
I
point
think,
spread.
I actually think they'll cover the 52.
Okay, I'm going to take this off the air.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Hello?
But by the way, he's got the Christmas lights out in the studio this morning. He's got red and blue Christmas lights. And Charlie will be in at 10 o'clock. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm Scott's agent. So Charlie will be in 10 to noon, and then Charlie and Scott at 12:15. And no, I will not be in after 10 o'clock. Okay.
You would enjoy that noon
show. Did you get the information?
Buzz Baker.
Buzz Baker.
We're calling Buzz Baker here.
Ask him if Buzz is his real name.
Well, we'll try to get him on the line here.
Okay.
We can just get somebody on the phone. I'd be happy. It's like the old Steve Allen show. Here we go. Buzz Baker. Please answer, Buzz. For the love of God. We need it. We need somebody to answer the phone. All right, Buzz. Come along. Two rings, three. Oh, jeez. Three rings. Buzz, where are you? Hey, is this Buzz? Hey, Buzz, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio. How are you? Oh, doing wonderful. You ever listen to the show? No, that's okay. Oh, no, I understand. I'm here with a broadcasting legend in Mary and Jeff Ruth. Do you know who that is? Yeah, I don't understand that either. But, Buzz, we want to put you up on the air. One of your friends gave us your phone number this morning. We want to put you on the air right now with you and Jeff and I, and we're going to talk to you about the big Browns game last night. Do we have your permission to put you on the air? All right, Buzz, hold the line. We're going to transfer you over here. All right. Now, Jeff, here we go. Don't screw it up.
Okay.
All right, Buzz, are you there?
I am.
All right, Buzz, you're talking to Jeff and Scott here on a Friday morning. You want to ask Buzz a question?
I just want, is Buzz your real first name?
Yeah, basically it is, because if they call me by my real name, nobody knew who I was.
Okay.
All right, Buzz. What we want to know is, you were watching that Browns game last night. What did you think when the player clubbed the other player with the helmet?
Well, I'm thinking like a lot of people are thinking right now. I think it was a little excessive.
Just a tad on the excessive side, Buzz. You know, this morning they're saying not since Frank Gifford was hit in 1960 has there been a travesty like that.
Yeah, I don't remember ever seeing anything like that.
No, it was an awful display.
Sure.
You know, certainly, you know, and with, you know, the last couple of years, you know, the kickoff returns and so forth, and they're trying to get away, you know, from the helmet-to-helmet hits and a lot of the physicality. But, yeah, I certainly have not seen anything where, you know, it's one thing, I mean, very seldom do you ever see anybody take a helmet off, let alone take the helmet off and then hit the guy with the helmet. So,
well, I think that was the whole thing, was him hitting him with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what caused the problem.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yanking a helmet off, I'm sure that's happened. You've seen them pulling each other's helmets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Buzz, what do you think should happen to this guy? Suspended forever? Should he be fine without pay? What do you think?
I think he definitely has to go the rest of the year. As much as I hate to say that, because I'm a Browns fan, big time.
And
but I think, you know, the rest of the year, six games, I think that would set the example and let everybody know.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Hey, Buzz, it's 107.1 FM on the dial. If you tune us in, you might hear this at some point.
Okay.
Like this enthusiasm there.
Boy.
I got a radio.
You don't have a radio?
Right now. I'd have to tune it in. Oh. In fact, I'm watching it as we speak. I've been watching it all morning.
Oh, they're showing it all morning? That clubbing?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What channel are you watching?
Right now, I got it on ESPN.
ESPN. Well, yeah. Buzz, I certainly appreciate you allowing us to call you this morning, and I hope you have a happy holiday season.
So you got, give me your intake on it. What do you think?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
I think the guy went nuts. I think he snapped.
He did. There's no question.
Yeah, because he was winning the game. The Browns were winning the game. Why would you do that?
It was over, right.
It was over. Why would you? I think he, something happened. I don't know. But I think he might need some counseling.
So what do you think ought to happen to him?
Buzz, this is my show. I get to ask the questions.
I know, but I'm just curious. Obviously, you guys must be football fans.
Yes. No, I'm sorry, Buzz. I was just kidding around with you. Buzz, what I think should happen is I think the guy should be suspended for life because I as much as I think the Browns need him, I think this sets an example that this will never happen again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the toss-up right there.
Right. I think that's where we're headed, Buzz.
All right.
Well, I say I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and I hope you tune. You have anything to say, Jeff?
Nope.
All right. I hope you tune us in. Thank you, Buzz.
Thanks, Buzz.
Right.
And again, if you haven't seen it, I mean, it was a hard hit to the quarterback's head, and fortunately, he didn't appear to be hurt. I mean, he was stunned. Like, what just happened? But, you know, can you imagine if, you know, he hits him in the head and, you know, the guy's, you know, gushing blood out of his forehead or something like that? I mean, Garrett's fortunate that the quarterback was not seriously hurt.
All of a sudden, Buzz wanted to host the show. He never heard the thing, and all of a sudden, he wanted to host the thing. What is going on? All right. Well, we certainly thank Jeff Ruth for coming in. Did you have a good time?
I did.
All right. And we thank Buzz. Did we ever get his last name?
Yeah, but I
didn't write it down. Yeah. So we thank Buzz, which is his name, and maybe you know Buzz. Say hello to him if you do. And, of course, Jeff, the seat is always open for you to come in and sit because it's a lot of fun to do stuff like this. And Charlie Evers is coming up in just about 10 minutes. Stay tuned, and the Exchange Club today. It'll be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere.
Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is George Casotas, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071. Find us on Facebook searching WWGH Marion.